plate a potential nugget.
Picking up on your journey, Venkat, placements, you went to the media industry. Could you talk, given your desire to drive change, could you talk a little bit about your early career choices to go to Times of India and Sony? Yeah.
So actually, Sridhar and I wanted to do our summer training in Khadi. So, you know, one of the things we were both exploring at that time is should we, you know, write the IAS as a way to, you know, be of service to society kind of thing. And so the idea came that, you know, maybe we should go and work with an IAS officer and that will give us a lot of insight, etc. We reached out to one of our professors, Professor Anil Gupta, and he was kind enough to actually reach out to the CEO of Khadi Village Industries Commission. They came to campus and offered a summer training internship. Unfortunately, the summer training rules was that if you sat in an interview and got accepted, then you became disqualified. So I think Sridhar had sat at the NIT interview. Sridhar is a tech geek, he loves coding, stuff like that. And he got selected, so he couldn't. But I was lucky enough. So another instance where Sridhar did the hard work, but I got the payoff. So I got to do my summer internship with Khadi and Village Industries Commission.
Okay.
Phenomenal experience. And I think with the immaturity of youth, I kind of used that experience to take a call not to do the IAS. Mm. In hindsight, not sure. I think IAS is a great route if you want to bring about social change. Actually, not such a bad idea at all. But what can you do?
And your choice to join Times of India?
So then, you know, after graduation, I was very clear there were just one or two opportunities. So I applied only to three companies on campus. One was FSL. HCL was just starting something called Frontline Solutions Limited, where they were actually looking for entrepreneurs. So they said that we will get you to set up a HCL store in your area as an entrepreneur. We'll give you some seed capital and salary to get you started. Mm-hmm. But after a period, it's yours. You're a distributor on your own kind of a thing. So that was very, very exciting because of my deep entrepreneurial bias. The second, of course, was Times of India. And that came, of course, from the idea that media has a chance to create change. You know, look at that from an opportunity point of view. And the third was a company called Ashima Syntex in Ahmedabad. That was very exciting because they were actually offering a financial controller role for fresher.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wow.
They weren't looking for freshers. They were looking for people with 2 or 3 years experience and stuff like that. But thought I'd apply. So as it turned out, FSL was a day 5 company, Times of India was day 6, and FSL was day 9. So it was a happy situation to be in, watching everybody else go through all the stress from day 1 to day 5, not having a single interview to do and stuff like that. I think I did have one SBI Capital or Prime Securities, some such thing on day 2 that I'd applied for, but I was very clear I didn't, so I went without a tie and all of that stuff. Got a lot of people upset for doing that. Saying, "Ki tumko job nahi chahiye, theek hai, but at least don't ruin the campus reputation for employers." So, but FSL, I was very keen on. They did give me an offer, but they gave me an offer to set it up in Nagpur or some other place. I didn't want to do that. I said, "Give me Bombay." They said, "You must be joking. We won't give Bombay as a territory to even a 30-year-old with 10 years experience. Mm-hmm. Only we can give you Bombay." So then I passed on that. And the next day was the Times of India thing. So that was a fairly easy thing to get through, I think. Very few people had applied because salary was high. And, you know, six or seven people had applied. 3 of us got offers from them. And Ashima, once I got Times of India, I was about to opt out of placement and accept it. And then the owner of the company called me and asked me to come over and meet them because their office is headquartered in Ahmedabad. So I had a chance to go and meet him, Chintan Parekh, and Nitin Parekh, who was a director, financial director of the group. And so I had a good conversation with them, and they actually said, "Are you open to becoming our CFO?" I said, "Look, I'm 23 years old."
Wow.
They said, "We are happy to take the bet with you. We really like you." So that was a very interesting thing because money-wise, that was paying like more than double of what the Times of India offer was. And, you know, so then I was very keen. But by that time, you know, my brother had gone abroad to study. My sister had just got married. So in 1991, my parents moved from a family with 3 kids to being complete empty nesters, right?
Mm.
And I was very keen to go back home and be with them for a few years at least. So then I spoke to them about that, and then they said, hey, no problem, we have Anagram Finance in Bombay, you can work out of that office, travel to Ahmedabad when you need. It was ridiculous the kind of things they were doing to try and make it work. And but you know, at the back of the mind there was this whole issue that this is a great opportunity to learn and grow, but where is the social impact, you know, the purpose and all of that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, I'm not completely anal about it. I have that ability to defer, you know, satisfaction for a while. Sometimes, you know, you take a path which helps you build your own capacity so that you can have much greater impact later on. It wasn't that I was ruling it out. But I was struggling a lot with that. And then I had a conversation with my dad and he said, look, don't worry about money. We'll somehow make it work. You pick what your heart says. And so that's how I picked time.
Got it. And Sony?
So I was having a great run at times. I had a fabulous boss I worked with, Arun Arora. You know, beauty was the amount of space he gave. I've not come across any other boss in my life. I haven't had any other bosses, just one other boss I've had. But I've never seen people give young people the kind of space he gave. So although I had a small JD to work in one function, I actually got to work across at least 8 or 10 different functions in the company, ranging from branding, editorial management, to technology, to, you know, operations and production and stuff like that. So very, very diverse exposure in a 2.5 year time span, and got to work on even important strategic issues. So I was like playing a minions role, but a role when we had a union strike on the labor issues. I got to work on launching remote editions, the first remote editions ever launched in India. I got to work on, you know, a whole bunch of things, on convincing the owners to dramatically increase salaries that we pay to journalists. A whole bunch of things that you couldn't even imagine a 24-year-old getting the opportunity to work on those kind of stuff. So it was a fabulous journey. And then my boss, Arun Arora, decided to quit and join Sony. And of course, he hadn't told me yet. So he, of course, went and met Ashok Jain, who was then the chairman of Bennett Coleman, and told him. And Ashok Ji, of course, my boss was a Times veteran. He'd been with them for more than 25 years then. And they said, our biggest worry is if you have to go, so please don't take anybody else with you, because half the company will go with you. And so they said, maximum you can take one person. And so he asked for permission to take me.
Wow.
And so I was a young guy at that time, 25 years old. So they said, take care, le jao.
And at the risk of sounding immodest, Venkat, why do you think he might have picked you?
I don't know. You have to ask him. Maybe he liked me, that's all.
Got it.
I was also very good at typing letters for him. Maybe that. I don't know. But he came back from the room and then he called me in and he said, Venkat, I'm quitting. I said, oh my God, that's terrible. He said, and you're coming with me. I said, what the hell is that? But yeah, I mean, I loved working with him. And the good thing about the Sony thing was, number one, it was paying 3 times what the Times of India salary was. Times of India salary was much lower. And what Sony was offering me was on par with what my batchmates in McKinsey were making at that time. It was a really, really high salary. And part of a startup, you know, setting up a channel from scratch. That seemed like a very, very exciting opportunity. And we were financially not doing well at that point of time. We were at, I think, 94, 95 was the worst time in our life, financially speaking, as a family. So the money made a difference. So I said, okay, chalo, karte, start the experience milega. I was very clear that this was, so this is that case of deferring, you know, satisfaction. So I was very clear that Sony was not going to do social impact. You know, you're going to make soaps, how do cereals and soaps kind of transform society. Yeah, went with the flow, took it up.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.